toads was a slanted wood shack with three little kids and a mama. Papa died in 16.
All right, gather around, drag up a stool. It's time for Liberty Lounge. 2 full hours of classic country music with a splash of news thrown in for good measure. Let's take a break from the current trials and tribulations and try to start our weekend out on a lighter note. Liberty Lounge starts right now.
Well, now, since it's Friday, and just to show my appreciation, we'll knock off now and take the next 2 days off. How's that?
Do that again.
You are so stupid.
That's right.
They're all gonna laugh at you.
That's right.
There is nothing wrong with your radio.
That's right.
This is crazy. What's going on here?
I don't know.
My gloves.
I got $100 smoking in my billfold.
Quack, quack.
I know I ought to save it, but it's burning. We made it through another week. How about that? It is Friday. Welcome to Liberty Lounge. And the 6th of November. And I think we got some pretty good things lined up for you. Got a few news things I have to mention, too, that are very timely. And we need to get them out of the way here in a little bit. I'll kind of stretch them out through the first hour. There'll be no news in the second hour because I want everybody to sign off and go to bed without heartburn over the news. So, Yakima Glock, what are you fixing for dinner? I'll have some, whatever it is. We're having a kind of a tough time here this week because of my youngest has been in basketball practice or basketball tryouts. So we'll find out probably Monday whether she made the team or not. And but the tryouts were from, they start at 5:30, and they've been getting out at 8 o'clock, which is what time Amy's show starts, so that's why she missed that one night. And then We went and talked to the coach and told her about the radio shows and said, you know, would there be any way, would it count against her if she left 30 minutes early? And she was pretty good about it. She said, no, that's okay. We'll make that happen. So we, but fact remains that her school is 20 minutes from here, and they get out at 7:30. If she walks out, she gets in the truck at 7:32, 7:33. I've got 28 minutes to make a 20-minute trip and get in here and get things fired up and ready to go. So it's been a little hectic this week. The tryouts are over with. We'll find out if she made the team. I don't know what time practice will be every night, but we'll worry about that when the time comes. We're still thinking even more about the going to 3 days a week for both of us. It'll be Monday, Wednesday, and Friday at the same times that we're on now, and then having either pre-records or archives on Tuesday and Thursday. That's where the more we think about it, the more we're kind of leaning that way. Liberty Lounge, of course, is a constant that will be on, you know, forevermore. And if I got down to one night a week, it would be Friday, so we could have Liberty Lounge. But I don't intend to ever do that if things go bad enough that we have to quit completely. But I told you when Just Measures first started in May of 2010 that I would be here until the lights go off. And I intend to be here in some fashion until there is no more here to be. So that's the name of that tune. So that's it would give us a little time. There'll still be times once in a while when Amy will not be able to make it, at least for the 6 months that we are this on Mountain Time. We may have to do something different when the time changes again. We'll worry about that when the time comes. Right now, at this moment, as we sprecken, we'll worry about George Jones and whether or not his drinkers
are all closed. It's 4 in the morning. I must have shut them all down by the shape that I'm in. I lay my head on the wheel and the horn begins honking. That I'm home drunk again. If drinking don't kill me, her memory will. I can't hold out much longer the way that I feel. With the blood from my body, I could start my own steel. But if drinking don't kill me, her memory will. Old bones, they move slow, but so sure of their footsteps as I trip on the floor and I lightly touch down. Lord, it's been 10 bottles since I tried to forget her, but the memory still lingers. I'm here on the ground. And if drinking don't kill me, her memory will. I can't hold out much longer the way that I feel. With the blood.
could start my own still. But if drinking don't kill me, her memory will.
He called me babe. All night long, used to hold and kiss me until dawn. Then one day I woke and he was gone. Now there's no more babe. Called me baby, baby, all night long. Kissed my tears away when things went wrong. Oh, what I'd give if he'd just come on back home. Call me baby, baby, all night long. He called me baby, baby, all night long. Built me just like a song. I still hear baby, baby, still hear baby, baby, still hear baby, baby, all night long.
All right, I told you I had a couple of stories that I wanted to do here. And I should have had it ready. I was looking at some other stuff here, trying to sort out some of the crap that we're seeing here. But I've got one here. You know, there was a, starting back about 2007, maybe 2008, somewhere in there, I started doing quite a few free classes for teachers and women and concealed carry classes and seniors. And there's a deal that's come up here. There's a group out there called Ricochet. And I think that's the group that's putting it on. But anyway, in August of this year, there was a 26-year-old girl named Melissa in the driveway of her home in Chicago. While she was loading her car, another car with Indiana plates came up and came down her street, backed into her driveway and drove away. Then they turned around, come back, drove in, asked for money. She said no. She went inside her house and locked the door. A man knocked on the door, asked for money again. Now, here was her first mistake when she answered, when she opened the door. Either she didn't look and didn't know who it was, or was foolish enough to open the door to say, you know, get out of here, I already told you no once. So, but anyway, he assaulted her, robbed her, beat her senseless, raped her, and so she managed to crawl naked and bleeding and busted all up to covered with blood to a neighbor's house. Had them call 911, and it was just a little while before they arrested the guy from, he was arrested in Indiana, which is not saying much. It's right next door in small states. So, and he admitted to doing it. So he was extradited to Illinois, and he is currently awaiting trial for his crimes there. So after doing all this, everyone was amazed at this woman's determination. The local TV station had an article on their website on there about her emotional and inspiring words, and just a week after this attack, only 1 week. And here's what she said. Now, I want you to listen to this. She said, "I beat him. He wasn't going to hold me down and take my life from me or ruin it from me. I want him to see that. I can go back and live a normal life. When he made that choice to hurt someone else, now he has to pay the consequences for it." Folks, that woman right there has got more balls than a whole lot of men that I know. Unbelievable. Well, anyway, there's a group out here called 1 Million Moms Against Gun Control. Okay, name's pretty self-explanatory. And they reached out to me and quite a few other instructors, and she asked, she said, if you're, this was the founder of this group, not the one that was, well, not the victim. She said, if you're an instructor, if you're willing to train women who can't afford the fee or for the class at material cost only, please contact me. The sister of our Illinois chapter leader was, this gal was the sister of the chapter leader in Illinois that was attacked in her own home. She wanted a firearm, but she couldn't afford the cost of the class. Now, I don't know what classes are running in Illinois. I'm going to guess around $250. That seems to be kind of an average around the country, depending on what kind of class you have to take. But so she's asking if people can, if instructors around the country, if they're willing to do this, to give freely. Now, also, you have to take into account and do a little research. You either need to offer a free class from time to time just for women, or then you have to sort out and say, well, I wonder if she's telling the truth. She drove up here in a Lexus and says she can't afford a $125 concealed carry class. So, you know, but what I did was I just offered, you know, once in a while I just do a free class, and it was for, you know, all women, or, you know, anybody over 60, or also I've done the school teacher thing numerous times where I just said, you know, whether you can afford it or not, I don't care. Just if you're a school teacher, you deserve to have all this, so come on down. And and it always worked out pretty good, because we had the shop there where we, you know, we may have given away the class, but we always managed to sell guns and holster concealed carry stuff and other classes and things like that. So it worked out pretty well. Eddie, no. Not just no, but hell no. Okay? Thank you very much. That is all. Yeah, getting a license in Illinois, there's the cost of the class, the cost of the license, the waiting time, the firearm owner's identification card. I mean, there's just so many things you have to go through. Yeah, they have it now, finally, but it's not a matter of just walking down to the five and dime and buying it over the counter. There's a whole bunch of stuff you have to go through. So. But I thought I'd share that story with you. I thought it was pretty interesting. And I got some other stuff. Let me see. I got either two or three more stories. Let's see. That one can wait. Oh, by the way, I think that you can probably count on Ben Carson being pretty much out of the running, or injured anyway. There's a couple of stories that have come out, two or three different sources, about him claiming that his West Point scholarship, that it wasn't true, that he made that up. And according to these sources, he admitted that. Now, there's two different news sources that stand by their story, saying that the story is factual. And one of Ben Carson's, now they're saying that Ben Carson's, one of his spokespeople said that. And so I don't know, but it doesn't matter. It doesn't make any difference. In the court of public opinion, it's going to be damaging whether it's true or not. The people have heard it, and that's all it takes. So if it turns out to be true, it'll be worse. If it turns out to be false, it'll be better, but it's still going to be damaging. It's just pretty much guaranteed. So, and Donald Trump is getting a lot of the minority support now. He is surging forward. And it's going to be an interesting election. It's going to be an interesting next. We got a year. We got 12 months right now to see how this go. 12 months today, as a matter of fact, I think, isn't it? November 6th, I believe. Yep, I think so. All right, fun times.
On your cheeks is more than the wine, and he must do something that I didn't do. Whatever he's doing, it looks good on you. Wasted a lot of years not seeing the real you, but tonight your beauty is shining through. And I never took the time to let you know, so before he takes you away, please let me say, you look so good in love. You want him. That's easy to see. You look so good in love. I wish you still wanted me. You look so good in love. You want him. That's easy. All we knew, you were the first, so was I.
start, it was hard. We lived and learned life through curves. There was joy, there was hurt. Remember when? Remember when? Old ones died, new were born. Life was changed, disassembled, rearranged. We came together, fell apart, and broke each other's hearts. Remember when? Danced to week to week, brought back the love. We found trust, vowed we'd never give it up. Remember when? Remember when? 30 seems so old now looking back. Just a stepping stone to where we are, where we've been. Said we'd do it all again. Remember when? Remember when? We said when we turn gray, when the children grow up and move away, we won't be sad, we'll be glad for all the life we've had. And we'll remember when. Remember.
Yeah, Rights at Risk, I'm with you. That's a great song. I really like it. I like a lot of Alan Jackson stuff, but everybody's got their presidential candidate favorites here. There is one comment up here, and I forgot who made it, and I'm sorry about that I didn't get that. Maybe I can find out real quick. Yeah, Rights at Risk. That I think any of them could do a better job than what we got now. And, you know, I've told you in here before that never will we ever, ever have one candidate that everybody likes. Matter of fact, there are probably not very many I won't say that. I'm sure that there are a few people out there that have one guy that thinks that one is... does everything they want, and I disagree with that. I don't think that there's any one person, period, that can do everything exactly the way we want to. Certainly not the way everybody wants it to. But Gretel, yes, honey, I'll play that for you. If I forget here in a little while, remind me. It's going to be we still got an hour and a half, so yes, I will do that. I think the one thing about Carson, I like a lot of what he does. He has said a couple of things about guns that I didn't like. He is not anti-gun. I think he is uneducated about guns. I think he could stand to spend an hour or two with me, and we'd get him squared away. But the other thing is his stance on mandatory vaccinations. He had said that. I don't know if he still stands by it or not. But that is, of course, unacceptable, and I don't think it's doable. I don't think that he could get that done. But it's possible, I guess. That in itself, and plus the stories, you know, appears like he may have said a few things that was not factual. But even that, like Rights at Risk said, it's better than what we got. Ted Cruz, I like Ted Cruz. But you know what? I am prepared, I am willing to accept any of the risk that's involved in it. I am done with politicians. We have two people running that have never been in a public office before. And I think that, you know, this career politician crap has got to come to a halt. I like Ted Cruz. Rubio says some things that I like. I wouldn't be terribly disappointed if he was in there. That gal, Carly, whatever her name is a little fruity, but, you know, even I would be satisfied with her. I would be satisfied with just about anybody, at least in the Republican side. There's not any of them that I like completely. That there's not something that about them that I don't like. Trump is arrogant. And that's the worst thing that I don't like about him. But he has been consistent about what he says he's planning on doing. And I like what he says he's planning to. I like it a lot. He has consistently, over and over and over, said the things that people want to hear and the things that other people are afraid to say. And because of that, he has garnered much of the minority support right now. Blacks and Latinos are getting on board with him. Nobody thought that was going to happen. But it's happening. I would, right as the way it stands, not right now. Yeah, I'm for Trump. I'm for getting away from career politicians. Every president that we've had for the last whole bunch of years has been previously senator, representative, or both, or something, and has been for quite a while. And went on to do, you know, other things similar afterwards. So Iowa Cat, he did. Trump did take a couple of properties, but you know, and I don't condone it. I think it was wrong what he did. I don't think that it was as wrong what he did there because he did do it within the confines of the law. But it was still morally wrong, ethically wrong. There are a number of things that, you know, most of the politicians out there have done at some point in their life that are morally and or ethically wrong. Trump does brag a lot, and he is arrogant. I'll give you that. But I think that he will immediately, I think we'll see the most change that we would like to see in the direction that we want to see it go, the fastest with Trump in there, regardless of how arrogant and how much bragging he does. I don't like that at all, but that's at this point, that's who I'm leaning towards. I would not be the least bit disappointed if Ted Cruz or Rubio got in there. Carson, I'm a little afraid of. But it certainly, again, is much better than what we have now. You know, the only thing it could be close to as bad as what we have now is either Bernie Sanders or Hillary Clinton. The others, I think there's only two more Democrats running. They are statistically insignificant. We don't have to worry about them. But anyway, we'll see what happens. And you know, and another thing too, and Rice at Risk says he said he was for eminent domain, and he I'm sure he is. I don't doubt that. But two things that I have to say about that. Just because he's for it doesn't mean that he's going to get it or that it's going to be any different than things are now. Yeah, Rights at Risk. I think Rand Paul is an also-ran at this point. But just because he likes those, and just because Ben Carson is for mandatory vaccinations, I don't think we're going to get it. I don't think it's really a real big concern. It concerns me that the president is for that, you know, if he were to win. But it doesn't concern me enough that I would be too worried about it. I mean, the only thing is, you know, ask Tampico Scout what we do. Ask Eddie Crump what we do. Ask B2 Basic what we do. We will not comply. Okay? That's how that works. That's all you have to remember. Repeat after me. I will not comply. Okay? And then stand up, stand for it, do it. And it's that simple. So we'll see. I'm not going to waste all night talking about that. As a matter of fact, I'm not going to talk about it anymore at all.
It wasn't the books that I didn't read. It wasn't the teachers who tried to teach me. It wasn't that varsity baseball coach kept on telling me.
Yeah. I've told you almost every bedtime story, and you've heard almost every nursery rhyme. So tonight, before you go to sleep, and pray the Lord your soul to keep, here's Mommy's favorite story one more time. Once upon a time, there was a castle, and in this castle lived a king and queen. And it came to pass, they both were blessed by one little blue-eyed princess with the softest golden curls you've ever seen. And then one day he met this pretty lady, and she had lots of pretty words to say. And this part makes your mommy sad, 'cause oh, what big eyes she had. And she took his hand and led him far away. Telling it brings teardrops to my eyes. Just another pretty bedtime story. So please forgive Mommy if she cries. Then it came to pass, the king grew lonely, and the pretty lady wasn't all she seemed. He realized that he was wrong and started his long journey home. For he missed his little princess and his queen. Then he was back and safe inside his castle, and tears of joy came falling down like rain. Then the castle rang with laughter, and they lived happy ever after, knowing he would never leave again. If she cries, won't you please forgive your mommy if she cries?
A man can go on. anywhere you wanna go. Baby, show me the way. I'm open to suggestions. Whatever you say. Tonight's about giving you what you want, whatever it takes. Girl, I hope I'm on the right road, judging by the smile on your face. Must be doing something right. I just heard you sigh.
To the Father and whistle from a mile away. It sounds so good, but I must stay away. That train is a beauty, making everybody stare. But its only destination is the middle of nowhere. But you know there's victory in the Lord, I say. Victory in the Lord. Cling to the Father and His holy name. And don't go riding on that long black train. I said cling to the Father and His holy name.
Tom Paine was a radical Englishman whose pamphlets and newspaper features, such as the immensely popular Common Sense, encouraged the dispirited rebels. He also wrote very flowery ballads. In a chariot of light from the regions of day, the goddess of liberty came. 10,000 celestials directed the way, and hither conducted the day. A fair budding branch from the gardens above, where millions with billions agree. She brought in her hand as a pledge of her love, and the plant she named Liberty Tree. Beneath this fair tree, like the patriarchs of old, their bread in contentment they ate. Unvexed with the troubles of silver and gold, the cares of the grand and the great. With timber and tar they old England supplied, and supported her power on the sea. Her battles they fought without getting a groat, for the honor of Liberty Tree. But here, O ye swains, is a tale most profane, how all the tyrannical powers, kings, commons, and lords, are uniting amain to cut down this guardian of ours. From the east to the west, blow the trumpet to arms, to the land let the sound of it flee. Let the far and the near all unite with a cheer in defense of our Liberty Tree.
Mommy scrubbed our clothes. washboard every day. Why, I've seen her fingers bleed to complain there was no need. She'd smile in mommy's understanding way. In the summertime, we didn't have shoes to wear. But in the wintertime, we'd all get a brand new pair. From a mail order catalog, money made from selling a hog, Daddy always managed the money somewhere. Yeah, I'm proud to be a coal miner's daughter. I remember well the well where I drew water. The work we done was hard. At night we'd sleep 'cause we were taught. I never thought of ever leaving. Put your heart.
I will die free. Listen to the Beatles run. Old Bo Cephas threw a jukebox needle at the honky-tonk where their boots stomp all night. What?
That's right.
Yeah, and what they call work of digging in the dirt. Gotta get it in the ground before the rain come down to get paid to get the girl in your four-wheel drive. Yeah, the boys round here drinking that ice-cold beer. Talking about girls, talking about trucks. Running them red dirt roads out, kicking up dust. The boys round here sending up a prayer to the man upstairs. Backwoods, the kid don't take no shit. Chew tobacco, chew tobacco, chew tobacco, spit. Keeping it country, ain't a damn one know how to do the Dougie.
Well,
no, I'm not in Kentucky, but these girls round here, yeah, they still love me. Yeah, the girls round here, they all deserve a whistle. Shaking that sugar sweet as Dixie Crystal. They like that yawling southern drawling. Just can't help it because they just keep falling. For the boys round here, drinking that ice cold beer. Talking about girls, talking about trucks.
That's what I thought they said. So we won't listen to that version again. So, how about this for right now until I find something better?
Well, the world just loves two lonely people. The world just loves two broken hearts. The odds were against it, but baby, here we are. In our own little place, in our own little corner, this old cold world just got a little warmer. For the rest of my life, I'm gonna hold you in my arms. And when they carve my stone, all they need to write on it is once lived a man who got all he ever wanted. Tell me something, who could ask for more than to be living in a moment you would die. Matter to me, I'll tell you why. I've got it all and I'm holding you
proudly sleeping. Over here it's the middle of the day. I finally found some time to write a letter. Sitting here a half a world away. I heard about all them folks protesting, as if I really want this war. But that don't stop me from believing just some things worth fighting for. If I die before you wake, I pray the world will take a good look at what God's given us. That we could only understand everything is in His hands. All we need is a little faith and trust. I want you to know it ain't too high a price to pay if I die before you wake. Tell everybody that I miss them. Can't wait to get back home. But until then, I'll serve my country and be proud to wear this uniform. If I die before you wake, I pray the world will take good look at what God's given us. If we could only understand everything is in His hands. All we need is a little faith and trust. I want you to know it ain't too high a price to pay if I die before you. If I die before you wake.
Don't let it fool you about what's inside.
dust on the bottom. Well, it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time. It might be a little dust on the bottom, but don't let it fool you about what's inside. It might be a little dust on the bottom. Well, it's one of those things that gets sweeter with time.
Be holding you tonight. I could quit doing wrong and start doing right. You don't care about what I think. Think I'll just stay here and drink. Hey, putting you down won't square the deal. At least you know what way I feel. Hey, take all the money in the bank. Think I'd just stay here and drink. Hey, listen close and you can hear that loud jukebox playing in my ear. Ain't no woman gonna change the way I think. I think I'd just stay here and pray. Yes, sir.
day. This material life with all its value don't mean a thing to me without you. The love that we once had is all I need. So take everything we had if it makes you happy. But darling, let me say,
yeah.
And on the eighth day, God looked down on his planned paradise and said, I need a defender. So God made a patriot. God said, I need somebody willing to sacrifice everything, his fortune, his sacred honor, even his life, for liberty and something called inalienable rights that he cannot see but knows he cannot live without. So God made a patriot. God said, I need somebody willing to ride a horse through sleepy towns in the dark of night, sounding the alarm, entreating neighbors to take up arms against an overwhelming force of wicked tyranny. So God made a patriot. God said, I need someone who, even after crushing defeats, rises up and stands tall. Someone who hears the clarion call that these are the times that try men's souls and does not shrink from the trial. Someone who will cross a frozen river in the dead of winter, when all logic and reason says, turn back, abandon hope. So God made a patriot. Then God said, I need a man who knows of the rise and fall of great nations, who knows of human nature and the corrupting influence of power and the fragility of liberty. I need this man, along with his like-minded brethren, to write an enduring constitution. So God made a patriot. God said, I need a person, one person, who's willing to do whatever it takes, even write a book to confront injustice and spark a movement that would tear apart a people so that chains will rightfully be shattered and a blessed union eventually emerge. So God made a patriot. And God said, I need someone who, with the love of family and for the love of country, will cross a vast ocean and storm a heavily fortified beach. And, if he survives, charge through 200 yards of bullets and blood across that merciless beach. And, if he survives, scale the towering cliffs. And, if he survives, begin the long march to free a continent. And, if he survives, return home and, with the same resolute determination, rebuild a nation. And someday be called the greatest generation. So God made a patriot. And God said, I need someone who will, without thought of self, invest in schools and scouts and church and community so that the proposition that all men are created equal remains a beacon to enlighten the world and that such a beacon shall not perish from the earth. So God made a patriot. And God said, I need someone who will have the courage to not give up her seat on a bus and thus force a nation to confront its deepest divisions and heal the wounds and pursue the dream that inspires all hearts. So God made a patriot. And God said, I need someone strong enough to stand against any enemy, foreign or domestic, that would try to steal the freedom so dearly defended, the rights so righteously upheld. Yet gentle enough to help a small child carry a star-spangled flag in a hometown parade. So God made a patriot. Then God said, I need a man who will speak the truth to his own leaders, that in order to preserve our great nation, we will not sacrifice the well-being of future generations for the sake of our own. Someone who will tirelessly toil day upon night, no matter the setback, no thought of surrender. Someone who will prayerfully rise every morning to climb the wall as a defender, duly endowed with the honored gift of generations before, while offering a solemn promise to generations ahead. A defender who will ensure that the way of truth and the torch of liberty remain forever lit in this shining city on a hill. So God made a patriot.
Like the burning end of a midnight cigarette,
She broke his heart. He spent his whole life trying to forget. We watched him drink his pain away a little at a time, but he never could get drunk enough to get her off his mind until the night. He put that bottle to his head and pulled the trigger, and finally drank away her memory. Life is short, but this time it was bigger than the strength he had to get up off his knees. We found him with his face down in the pillow, with a note that said, I love her till I die. And when we buried him beneath the willow, the angel sang a whiskey lullaby. La 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 la.
The rumors flew, but nobody knew how much she blamed herself. She tried to hide the whiskey on her breath. She finally drank her pain away a little at a time, but she never could get drunk enough to get him off her mind until the night. She put that bottle to her head and pulled the trigger. Drank away his memory. Life is short, but this time it was bigger than the strength she had to get up off her knees. We found her with her face down in the pillow, clinging to his picture for dear life. To him beneath the willow, while the angels sang a whiskey lullaby. La 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 la.
For Jesus, your King, there's power in the blood, power.
Amarillo by morning, up from San Antonio. Everything that I got is just what I've got on. When that sun is high in that Texas sky, I'll be bucking at the county fair. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo, I'll be there. They took my saddle in Houston, broke my leg in Santa Fe, lost my wife and a girlfriend somewhere along the way. I'll be looking for aid when they pull that gate, and I hope that judge ain't blind. Amarillo by morning, Amarillo's on my mind. Amarillo by morning, up from San
tires and the swing. But she came home with tear-filled eyes, and she said to me, "Daddy, Alyssa lies." But I just brushed it off at first, 'cause I didn't know how much my little girl had been hurt, or the things she had seen. I wasn't ready when I said, "You can tell me." And she said, "Alyssa lied to the classroom. Alyssa lies every day at school. Alyssa lies to the teachers as she tries to cover every bruise." My little girl laid her head down that night to go to sleep. As I stepped out the room, I heard her say a prayer so soft and sweet. "God bless my mom and my dad, and my new friend Alyssa. I know she needs you bad, because Alyssa lies to the classroom. Alyssa lies every day at school. Alyssa lies to the teachers as she tries to cover every bruise." I had the word
to think of ways to calm her fears. I knew just what it was I had to do. But when we got to school on Monday, I heard the news. My little girl asked me why everybody looked so sad. The lump in my throat grew bigger with every question that she asked, until I felt the tears run down my face. And I told her that Alyssa wouldn't be at school today, 'cause she doesn't lie in the classroom. She doesn't lie anymore at school. Alyssa lies with Jesus, because there's nothing that anyone would do.
We went out to beers and a couple laughs, knowing full well that every bad joke that Jimmy told might be his last. So we laughed like the world wasn't at war, said things to him we'd never said before, and he teared up as he held up his glass. He said, "Boys, if I don't make it back, have a beer for me. Don't waste no tears on me. On Friday night, sit on the desert side and cheer for the home team. Drive my Camaro 90 miles an hour down a red rock road. We're born to run, blasting on the radio. Back. We said, "Hey man, that ain't gonna happen. Don't even think like that. If we know you, you'll pull through without a scratch." He pulled me aside in the parking lot, said, "Amy and me, we're gonna tie the knot. You're my best man. Just wanted you to know that, just in case I don't make it back. Have a beer for me. Don't waste no tears on me. On Friday night, sit on the desert side and cheer for the home team. Drive my Camaro 90 miles an hour down a red rock road. Bye.
If the good Lord calls me home, I'd like to think my friends will think about me when I'm gone. Well, Miller Lite ain't my brand, but I drink one every now and then in his honor. We ain't missed a home game yet. Had that Camaro at 110 on Red Rock Road when the speakers blow. And I introduced Amy to a friend of mine from Monroe. He's a good old boy, but you know, she just ain't ready.
Local hometown fans, and he sits beneath the speakers way back in the stands, and he listens to the play-by-play waiting for one name. He wants to hear his son get in the game. But the boy's just not a hero, he's strictly 17. Though he runs each night for touchdowns in his father's sweetest dreams, he's gonna be a star someday, though you might never tell. But the blind man in the bleachers knows he will. And the last game of the season is a Friday night at home, and no one knows the reason, but the blind man didn't come. And his boy looks kind of nervous, sometimes turns around and stares, just as though he sees the old man sitting there. The local boys are trying, but they slowly lose their will. Another player's down, and now he's carried from the field. At halftime in the locker room, the kid goes off alone, and no one sees him talking on the phone. And the game's already started when he gets back to the team, and half the crowd can hear his coach yell, "Where the hell you been?" Just getting ready for the second half is all he'll say, 'cause now you're gonna let me in to play. And without another word, he turns and runs into the game. And through the silence on the field, loudspeakers call his name. It'll make the local papers how the team came from behind when they saw him playing out his heart to win. Game was over, the coach asked him to tell what was it he was thinking of that made him play so well. "Well, you knew my dad was blind," he said. "Well, tonight he passed away. It's the first time that my father's seen me play."
All right, there you have it. I think Rights at Risk wins the prize for ruining my whole weekend. I'd never heard that song before. That was quite a song. And this one about the blind man, I remember that one from when I was a kid, and it's always been a I don't play it very often, but I really like it. And it's a happy song if you think about it. If you look at it from a you know, the point of view, if you're a Christian and you believe in all of that, well, that's I think it's a happy song at the end. So it kind of gets to you, I reckon, but I still like it anyway. All right. Well, I hope you guys have a good weekend. It is getting that time of year around here. Spring has sprung, fall is hell, winter has come, and it's colder than heck out there. So we'll keep you informed on what's going on. We got quite a bit of, or not quite a bit, we got some snow, and then we turned off it, cleared off, and really got chilly here. I think it was 17 when we got up this morning. So it's going to be time to start dragging the long johns out here before too long. I Rites of Rest, don't apologize. It was a great song. I'm kidding, but it was definitely a tearjerker, no doubt about it. That's the kind of one that I couldn't listen to back when I was drinking a couple of beers in me and listening to that song. I'd be boo-hooing and wallering around on the floor here. So, anyway, it was Tampico. It was damn sure a fast 2 hours. Unbelievable. We'll have to, when the time changes again, maybe we'll have to start going to 3 hours on Friday night. I don't know. But anyway, we're still looking. I'm telling you, I think we're leaning pretty hard towards going 3 nights a week, especially until the time changes again. So we may do that for the next 6 months. That's going to kind of screw up all the 1,000 business cards that I just bought that has it written on the back there. But anyway, well, yeah. To tinker, I might. I'm serious. We might do that. We'll see. Amy might give up her spot. I know nobody's going to want to stay up till midnight my time. That's going to be getting pretty late out there on the East Coast. So, Gretel, you're welcome, sweetheart. It's always good to have you in here. I'm happy to see kids your age that are into the kind of music that we play and the theme that we have. So, and Eddie, I don't know why you keep hanging around, but we love you. I'm glad you do. Maybe you'll start liking this music one of these days. You can be assured that I will not start liking yours, though. So, actually, there's a few that I like. Damn few. But there are a few of them. Okay, and Amy likes some of your stuff, so that's why we sneak one in every once in a while to keep Amy happy. So we'll see what happens here. All right. Well, I'm going to get out of here. Like I said, hope you guys have a great weekend. We've got the weekend itself is not all that exciting here. We've got a few things to plan and get ready for, and then I've got a class on Tuesday, believe it or not. We've got a Counter-Strike class on Tuesday over in Springerville, so I'll be busy over there. And then next week there's going to be some interruptions and some changes, and I'll let you know as that happens. I can't tell you right now, but next week may be a little spotty. We'll see what happens, but I'll let you know. Okay. I'm babbling. I'm out of here. See you Monday. Little Fish, glad you make it in. We'll see you pretty regular in here now. Glad all of you come in. It's the funnest time. My Friday nights are great around here.
It seems that you've changed in these past few days.
Okay, that about wraps it up for another edition of Liberty Lounge on this Friday evening. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend. Be sure and join me again Monday morning for Amy's show, Living Way Out Here, at 8 o'clock Pacific Time, and The Shooting Bench, Monday through Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific Time. Remember that your life is a gift from God. How you spend it is your gift to Him. Good night.
And it's all over. I called you on the phone just to find out what was wrong, and the things you said made my suspicions real.
said tonight again, you have to stay with this sick friend. But that story I'm not buying, 'cause it's all over but the crying. It's all song.